Yahweh Skenekagwego, I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gyno. Gyno is a Seneca word for music or song, and I'm your host, Brett Mabee. Each week we take a listen to some amazing music from different indigenous artists from all across this great Turtle Island. So for this next hour, I'd like you to consider yourself cordially invited to enjoy the music and the chat. Mimio Bonswin, Abenaki and Francophone, is a long-returning guest to Gyno, a good friend as well. The last time we got caught up was upon the heels of her first album of instrumentals entitled Fiddleheads and Ferns. Mimi's had music featured in TV and film, including APTN's Mohawk Girls and Showtime's Ray Donovan. In 2019, she won the Best Pop Album at the Indigenous Music Awards. She regularly hosts songwriting workshops for youth. You'll always find her in a garden. This year alone has already been huge for her. She has an album coming out later this year. She already has an album out. She got married. In fact, we're going to talk about all of this, including her 2023 Willow. But first,
I look just like my mother when she was my age. I talk just like her, everybody says. I carry myself like my grandmother's did. And I got a fire in my heart like my sister's flame. Here's to all the women who have carried us to where we
to the women. As we kick off our listening on today's episode of Gyno, it's with great pleasure that I welcome you to today's conversation with one of my favorite returning guests, the one, the only, Mimi Bonswin. How are you doing today, Mimi? It's so great to get caught up with you.
It's so good to talk to you. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me back.
Well, thank you so much for continuing to release amazing music, and I enjoy following along on your journey. I mean, you have so much going on, and we're going to get caught up on most of it, or what we can in a 20-minute span anyway, right? So, I don't think we really need to do too much by way of introductions today. But with that being said, you know, I always like to go and recommend that listeners check out the archive at gynomusic.fm. I did have Mimi on numerous times, as I already mentioned, but most recently, February of 22. So be sure to go check out that. We, again, are going to be talking about your new album, Willow. But first, let's talk about this. Well, congratulations are in order. You got hitched. You did it, huh? You tied the knot.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. I know I have a drummer husband now. It's great.
Who also just celebrated a birthday, so we got to say happy birthday to Ryan.
Aw, he'll be so happy to hear that. Thanks.
congratulations. You know, you two, I feel like this is just really solidifying a union that was made long ago. You know, you guys are really one and the same anyhow, and I think your music obviously does that. But also, I think your love of gardening and the good life too, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. And I feel, you know, it's really interesting to be able to not only share my life with my now husband, but to also share, you know, our music. We tour and the making of the music and the gardening and everything. We do everything together. And it's just been, I feel, I was told, and I also feel that since Ryan has come into my life, I've been able to blossom and to have the freedom to be able to do that is really great. So I feel really grateful.
Oh, yeah. So once again, really exciting things happening in Mimi's life. Not only did you get married, not only do you have a new album, you also went over to Ireland. Was that your first time to Europe?
So it wasn't my first time to Europe, but it was my first time to Ireland. And I feel so grateful when I get to be brought somewhere by music. So it was an incredible experience to be on that land and playing music and hearing music. And yeah, I loved it.
You got to tell me a little bit more. We've talked in depth before about how I want to make it over there and feel that connection with the Emerald Isle too. How did that come about?
Yeah. So we applied to a conference for a showcase, which is, you know, very businessy of us. But the showcase was called Showing Your Roots, which I thought kind of caught my eye because, you know, I have a song on my album called Where My Roots Grow, and my roots and my culture and all that plays a big role in my life. So I kind of just, lines up perfectly. And so we got a showcase, which means we got to play in front of, you know, all kinds of presenters and festival bookers and stuff. And it was great. It was super fun to play music and have like an Irish sound guy. It was so fun. But I also loved visiting places like Newgrange with the spirals and the ancient rocks. And it just kind of, it was a whole experience. It was really cool.
We've talked in depth about how the earth is clearly alive, and there's a magic to that. Did you feel that when you made it over?
Yeah, I definitely did. And so when we did visit Newgrange, it's like my ancient alien dream come true. It's like this place that they don't, which I find really interesting, they don't know who the people were who built it. So they also don't know the reasons why. And they have these spiral carvings on the rocks, all over the rocks, on these ancient limestone rocks. And they're like, well, we don't know where these spirals come from, but walking up to Newgrange, you have to cross over this river, and it's the Boyne River. It's this beautiful river that reminds me a lot. Rivers play a big role in my life. So, I was looking down at the water of the river and I could see the same spirals that were carved on the rocks. And to me, the connection between the water and the rocks was so clear. So it's kind of interesting that some people may not connect those dots, you know?
Yeah. But I think those who are engaged with, an older way of viewing the earth and our relationship to her, I think that it becomes very apparent, and you can almost kind of step into their shoes even.
Yeah, exactly. It's just I had looking down at the water, and it was so clear to me in that moment.
Before we get back into our listening and diving into our discussion about Willow, I just wanted to wrap up our time about Ireland with, are you planning to go back over anytime soon?
So we don't have any, you know, set dates yet, but we have been in chats with some festivals and some other artists, and I'd love to go back and do a bit of a tour. We had such a great time, and people are so kind that Yeah, it's definitely in the stars. We're just not sure when yet.
Oh, I can't wait. And, you know, I mean, bands need roadies, Mimi.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. We'll have to make sure that we plan it at the same time, because yeah. I know you want to go too, and it would be so fun.
Yeah, put me in your suitcase or put me to work, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll throw a guitar at you, you know. Come on.
Oh, I can't wait. Mimi, we're going to talk about these fantastic new tunes right when we come back. And as always, we'll talk about future plans and we'll go from there. For our playlist today, I'm going to be hearing one from Alexa Dawson, who, as I was mentioning to you, reminds me a lot of you. Joy Harjo, she's so poetic and connected to the earth that I feel like I would be amiss if I didn't. But in this block, we're also going to be hearing Keith Cicola from his Circle album, featuring the legendary John Densmore on drums with Cocopelli Blues. Coming up right after this one from Mimi Obanswin's Willow. It's the title track, and you're invited to turn it up and sing along. Also, the Nonda Jates, you're listening to Gyno.
is Kisa Kola, and you're listening to Native Voice One.
Seems like there's a lot of cheap imitations out there. Every cool dude has a different mood. Each time you turn the musical page, another new face becomes a rage. But me, I only sing the blues. Slide down a jazz swing, play my flutes. Every day another new gimmick. Impersonators trying to mimic. Avoid the word, just wanna cruise. Everyone wants to win, no one wants to lose. These sack of seats are trying to lose. Uncle Billy has a blue. An esoteric factory went up the other day, using my symbol as their image, depicting the new age. Intellectual copyright means nothing to these cats. People like to take, but they don't like to give back. Out on the gun terrace, I water my beans. Somewhere far away, selling on a market. Some watered down beans, impersonated as a real thing. Never had the pleasure of hearing a real cat sing. There's a time thing to do, to sing the blues. Come to a place to play your flute. Can't be someone else. You must be yourself. Everyone wants to engage Mother Earth. Waiting for miraculous birth of fried bread messiah, Quinn the Inuit. Where's the father, son, when you want to quit? Out there on the high road, I play my notes. Out there on the mesa, I sow my oats. It's not really that I wanted it that way. The canyon lands, all the playgrounds I play. Avoid the work, just wanna cruise. Everyone wants to win, and no one wants to lose. These sack of seeds, I'm trying to lose. Uncle Billy has a blue. These sack of seeds, I'm trying to lose. Uncle Billy has a blue.
This is Alexa Dawson, phoning in from traditional Osage and Kansa territory, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Mead.
How they must have felt when our elders lost their way. Deprived of ancient words amid the autumn maze, I try to understand, to learn the music from those days. Words were hard to comprehend, but the rhythm held its sway. We danced with those who've gone before, their shadows from the moon. Their rings of fire speak to me, our elders' haunting tune. And though they may be quiet, a language near erased, where once a nation spoke as one, only nine remain, only nine remain. To learn our native tongue, but there were very few who still commune beneath the sun. They see us in
folk are pitiful expressions, sending prayers amid the smoke. We dance with those who've gone before, their shadows from the moon. The rings of fire speak to me, our elders' haunting tune. Let their voices be remembered, let our language take its place. Where once a nation spoke as one, we will speak again, we will speak again. Let our language take its place. Where once a nation spoke as one, we will speak again, we will speak again.
A recent single from Alexa Dawson, Let's Speak Again, winding down that block of great listening on today's episode of Gyno. Welcome back to the chat. It's great to get caught up with my good friend Mimi Obonswin. Before we got back into our listening, we were getting caught up on Mimi and Ryan's Gnome Nuptials. We were also talking about their visit to Ireland, and at this time we're going to dive a little bit more into this amazing new album called Willow. And, you know, I want to first start with something, with a little bit of a confession, Mimi. It's a little bit of a shortcoming of mine that I never discuss the artwork of an album, which I feel like is a really, really important element of the recorded package. So I want to change that a little bit today, and let's start there. This is a piece that drew me in right away. It's embroidered. It's hand embroidered. Did you do it?
No. Yeah. Thanks for asking. So this record, we're recording it in our little home, and we live in this beautiful isolated rural community, and next door we have these amazing neighbors, and she's a textile artist, and it just felt right to invite her to design this hand embroidered piece while she was listening to some very early mixes of our songs. And she created this beautiful, it's almost like a landscape. There's a big willow tree, and there's some fiddleheads and some marigolds, and I think it encapsulates all the colors and the energy that we put into this record perfectly. And then we have a, you know, blown up banner for on stage, which is that. So we have it in small scale and in big scale, which is really fun. So, my neighbor, Stephanie Keon, a beautiful textile artist living right next door to us.
Wow. It is a really lovely piece of art that fits, I think, you and your music completely. So let's now dive into a little bit more of the concepts behind the album.
Sure.
Let's specifically start with the title. Why did you choose the willow as the symbol of this album?
Yeah, there's a lot of different reasons. One being I wrote the song Willow probably about six or seven years ago. And it was a song that I've played on stage a lot, and it's, you know, very intimate and introspective and honest. And it was a song that wasn't easy to write because it made me say some hard truths. And that's what I love about songwriting. You know, you kind of open up your spirit and see who connects with it. And at shows, people always said, when are you going to release this song and record it? And I just was never ready to let go of it until now. Mm-hmm. So it's very much the seed that started this whole album. And also because I love to forage, I love to make medicines and grow food. And I know that the willow tree has some amazing healing properties. So to tie that into this being the time to record the song, acknowledging that I'm growing and learning more about myself and having this healing experience making this record, it just felt right that the album would be called Willow.
Mm. You know, another confession. In my backyard, we had a 100-year-old willow that we unfortunately had to take down. A lot of dry, rotted limbs and, you know, just it got out of hand. I mean, they grow so fast, so quick. It got to a point where, you know, it was just really hard to maintain. And this is decades before we even were here, you know. So we had to bring it down, which was a little bit of a bummer. I mean, we had a lot of compliments on it, but it was just unsafe, you know. And something that really strikes me, though, is how regenerative they actually are, right? I mean, one of
incredible.
One of the only trees that, you know, can just, you take a branch and stick it in the ground and it'll go again, you know.
It's so funny you say that, because as we're talking on the phone, I'm looking at this willow tree that I planted from the willow tree in our backyard, in our front yard, when we moved to our house, and it's now about 8 feet. And as you're saying it, I just turned my eyes and I'm looking at it now. And it's true. They're so resilient and they take root anywhere. And I think there's a lot of lessons to be learned in there.
The perfect choice for the album that we're talking about today. And perhaps a love song that I needed to hear for my dear Willow in the back. So, Mimi, where did you record this album at?
Yeah, so we moved here. We made a pandemic move from the big city to this beautiful tiny log home, which we turned our living room into a recording studio. And I'm very much a collector of things and instruments and songs and stories. Mm. So we have a house full of gear and instruments. So we recorded it here, and there's I just can't explain how great it feels to be able to have not only the skill set and the support from a partner, but to have it, you know, my songs come to life for this record in a place that I live and I grow my food, and, you know, I get to make this album while I'm cooking food and watering seedlings and all these things. So It's very much an invitation into our universe. So, recorded in our little log home studio.
The Gnomestead.
The Gnomestead. You're so right. I love that. It's a tiny Gnomestead.
On that note, do you feel like the plants that you have surrounding you in your house contribute to the conjuring of these songs? Really random question, and I apologize.
Yeah, no, not random at all. I mean, we didn't write a lot of these songs just for this record. A lot of these songs I carried within myself and during shows for a long time, which is great because you get to tweak it and compose it in front of a live audience. But I will say that these songs are very deep-rooted in the land. The feeling and the textures of where we recorded, I think, definitely crept in. And then, you know, the land that I got to grow up on in northeastern Ontario is very present in the music as well. There's, you know, shakers that we made out of seeds from our garden and sticks that we picked up on a beach to make some percussion instruments. I would say it's a 50-50 yes to your question.
You know, if you never said anything, there is absolutely no way that anybody would be able to tell that it was recorded in your living room. Kudos on a well-produced album, which is a hugely important aspect of the recorded product, right?
I really appreciate that. You know, we worked really hard on it, and we spent, like, a lot of time living inside this record and making it sound as good as we could, and that means a lot to me. Thanks for saying that.
Oh. Let's get back into our listening, and we'll come back and talk about future plans, because you know you're always busy. You always have a lot going on. That's part of the reason why you're on Gynote so much. As we get back into the music, I was wondering if you could share a song that has any kind of special significance, and if you would help to introduce it for our listeners.
So a song that I'd like to intro is my song called The River. This is a song that I feel that it was gifted to me by the beautiful river that runs through my home community of Odanak. And every time I visit Odanak, because it's been very much a relearning and a reconnecting with my community, I always had this instinct to go greet the river and say hello and, you know, just kind of stand there for a minute. And one of the last times I was there, it was sunrise, and I had the impulse to bring my hand drum down to the river's edge, and the song kind of just washed over me. So every time I get to sing the song, or when I'm recording the song, it very much anchors me in that place, and it brings out, you know, my ancestors and my family and my roots. And it's a song that I also sing in French as well. So yeah, it's maybe one of the special ones.
I'm that is to beat the drum for an hour steady until the our dead people come to us. What's your name?
This is Joy Harjo, and you are listening to Gyno, Native Voice One.
My favorite room exists now only in the imagination. That's how I visit it these days. I turn left into the yard of the small adobe house and park near the corn patch, which is by the clothesline. I look to see if the swallow's nest is still on the porch. Then I check to see if beaks are bobbing out of the nest as the babies look to see if someone is coming to feed them. I knock on the kitchen door and she lets me in as she has done more times than I know in many seasons of weather. It is always warm with sunlight. Dishes are drying on the side of the sink. Either she, her sister, or a niece gets me coffee. In later years, she had a cane. We talk family, village, and native community gossip. Sometimes we put on music and everyone danced. She distrusted computers, said they stole people, kept their attention from what mattered. We'd walk back through the small hallway, the neat living room decorated with Pendleton blankets and Indian rugs. There were baskets, potteries, and family pictures. I remember visiting when her mother lived there, and during feast days when the house filled with tables and food and the commotion of serving, talking, and laughter. We'd go to her special room, the place where the medicine box lived, her herbs, the various items given to her by those she helped, and her altar. She had a small shop in town where she worked. The numbers of street people who were predominantly native grew each year. She would feed them, find them clothes, and otherwise help any way that she could. She never turned anyone down who asked for help. She always gave my children words and assistance in whatever they were studying or doing. My daughter stayed with her on weekends from Indian school when I lived out of town. Through the years, they loved to visit her. Many came from all over the world for her teachings that were rooted in her spiritual knowledge. She had many invitations to travel and teach, but she did not want to put herself out that way. Her spiritual energy was a healing light, and people were drawn to it, to her stories. Her Pueblo roots were powerful anchors to the land. Native roots are deepest in these lands. Her room was thick with song resonance. Through her eyes, I came to see that all is spiritual, and we either move about respectfully within it, or we are lost. One day I came over and we went back to her room and she pulled out her drum. We sang the song she was given when we had gone to the Sandia Mountains for cedar. Her hands were the color of the drum. They appeared to be made out of the same earth. She later gave me that drum. When I sing that song for the cedar and what it brings, it reminds me of the spiritual path that sometimes appears dim in the smoke of historical deception. One of my favorite memories in this life will be sitting outside near the corn patch on a bench with my daughter and her little boys, my grandsons, waiting for her to drive up. The boys squat in the sandy dirt, running it through their hands. Our love for them plays about their shoulders. It catches the light of the love with which the corn was planted, with which the yard and house was tended, with which her life was lived. Yahi, yahi, yayo, yahi, yahi, yayo, yahi, 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 yayo, yahi, yahi, yayo. Yahi yahi yayo, yahi yahi yayo, yahi 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 yayo, yahi yahi yayo. Yahi yahi yayo, yahi yahi yayo, yahi 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 yayo, yahi yahi yayo. Yahi yahi yayo, yahi yahi yayo, yahi 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 yayo, yahi yahi yayo.
A rather fitting song for our playlist today. That's Earth House from Joy Harjo's I Pray for My Enemies. Welcome back to today's chat. I have just a few more minutes to get caught up with one of my all-time favorite gyno guests, Mimi Obonswin. We're talking about her brand new album, Willow. And again, I say this all the time, but listeners, go check out the full archive at gynomusic.fm. That's G-A-E-N-O music.fm. Mimi and I have chatted a few times now. And, well, I'm already looking forward to the next opportunity, which I have a feeling won't be that far off into the future because, again, you're always creating, which brings me to my next question. What's next? What do you have going on?
Yeah. So we're just wrapping up polishing off yet another album, but this one will be all in French. Ooh. So I remember we chatted a few years ago when I put out my first French project, which had the intention of all French. So it's kind of been a relearning journey in that way, because writing songs in French kind of taps into the music and the creative muscle in a different way. So at the end of this year, in October, we'll be putting out a entirely French full-length album, title to be determined.
You guys are wild. I mean, you know, you're releasing two albums and you got married all in the span of a year. How do you do it?
I sleep really well. I think that really helps. I'm very grateful for our partnership and to be able to do this as not only my work, but my life every day is a gift. And, you know, you just, I don't feel like I really have a choice. It's just, it's always part of my life, and moving forward and growing and continuing to create, I think, is what really drives me. So I don't know if I have an answer. I don't have any secret potions or anything.
I think being rooted in the earth certainly helps. And it's great to watch and follow along on your journey, album after great album. Again, I have an affinity for connecting to the earth and gardening. So even in that respect, you're quite inspirational to me. You know, obviously growing season and things like that are coming up here. Are you going to be able to tour in support of the album, or more just pop-up shows here and there?
Yeah, so we have a bit of a little tour just in our home province in Ontario coming up. And we have a really special guest. I don't even know if I told you about this yet. But we have a guest joining us for two of the shows, and he'll be part of our band now. So this summer we played a couple shows that were kind of associated with a Buffy St. Marie show, who's, you know, one of my favorite artists of all times. Mm-hmm. And I got to see her show. And anyways, her band came down and checked us out, and we started hanging out and saying, "Hey, I met you once," all that stuff. And her guitar player said, "Well, if you guys ever want somebody to play guitar with you, I'd love to play." So he's going to be joining us, Anthony King, who also tours with Buffy St. Marie. And it's just really, really exciting to have him play on our songs. So he'll be with us for our shows in May, which are in Sudbury and in Ottawa.
Wow. I think what's exciting about that is, you know, you're going to be able to add on to just the great body of work that's already there. And I have no doubt that this collaboration will be very fruitful.
It's really exciting, you know, growing and learning as we go. It's just so many great things. And like you said, the growing season is upon us, and there's so much happening. So I'm really, really grateful for it all.
I'm grateful for you taking the time to talk with me today. And I was wondering if you could remind listeners the best way to see more of you.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on. As always, it's a blast. So you can always find me. I have a really easy website to remember. It's mimi.ca, which is mimi.ca. And you can link out from there. But that's the best and easiest spot to find my music and what we're up to.
Once again, it's been an absolute pleasure getting caught up with you today. I do have just one more question, and that is, Mimi, will you join me on Gyno again sometime soon?
Of course. Of course. I always feel inspired and rejuvenated talking to you. It's always been a blast. And anytime you want to chat, I'm always here, except for when there's an ice storm, apparently. But other than that, I'm in. I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the one and only Mimi Obonswin. Thank you so much for joining me on Gyno, and we'll definitely get caught up soon.
Oh, Leonie, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I can't wait to talk soon.
I wish I was a farmer, digging in a field, planting some flowers. Tortured soul, I've got some dreams. Something inside of me wants to plant some seeds and watch them grow. I could have a couple of birds and a couple of squirrels as friends. It just seems so much better. I could take all of my dreams.
This is Mimi Obonsuin, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Mabee.
Now here you are, you're in full flower. You're flexible in all your power. You got all the sunlight in the air that you need. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. Now here you stand, hour after hour, strong as an oak, tall as a tower. The storm keeps raging, but you never pay no heed. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. Somehow, everything eventually dreams. Someday, somehow, everyone eventually dreams. Someday. Now see you shining strong and clear. No one can stop a good idea. Nobody like you. There's nobody like you. I was a flower, I was an oak. I was provoked, and when I awoke, I started grazing for all the things that I need. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. Somehow, everything eventually dreams. Someday, somehow, everyone eventually dreams. Someday. They knocked you down, erased your name. You stood your ground and wouldn't change. You found your place now, standing alongside the trees. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. You are a star and you are hope. Smoke signals in the air of hope. From the darkest depths that our hearts can be freed. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. They tried to bury us, but they didn't know we were seeds. Somehow, everything eventually dreams. Someday. Somehow, everyone eventually dreams. Someday, somehow, everything eventually dreams. Someday, somehow.
Gyno is recorded and produced on the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation, with support from the Anosognwenneh Cultural Center and Creatives Rebuild New York. For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nv1.org. To discover more music from incredible indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
Stole ballin'. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.